12 hour reflections and practices. In this hour, Jesus is in the midst of the soldiers with imperturbability and iron constancy. God as is, he suffers all the strains which the soldiers inflict upon him, and looks at them with so much love that he seems to invite them to give him more pains. And we? Are we constant during repeated sufferings? Or do we lament, get irritated, and lose peace? That peace of the heart which is necessary to allow Jesus to find a happy dwelling within us. Firmness is that virtue which makes us know whether God really reigns in us. If ours is true virtue, we will be firm in trial, with a firmness which is not inconstant, but always equal to itself. The more we become firm in good, in suffering, in working, the more we enlarge the field around us, in which Jesus will expand his graces. Therefore, if we are inconstant, our field will be small, and Jesus will have little or no space. But if we are firm and constant, as Jesus finds a very extensive field, he will find in us his shelf and support, and the place in which to extend his graces. If we want our beloved Jesus to rest in us, let us surround him with his own firmness, with which he operated for the salvation of our souls. Being sheltered, he will remain in our heart in sweet rest. Jesus looked with love at those who mistreated him. Do we look at those who offend us with the same love? Is the love we show to them so great as to be a voice for their hearts, so powerful as to convert them to Jesus? My Jesus, boundless love, give me this love, and let each pain of mine call souls to you.